Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:12.
I tell you, brother.
Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour to talk about marriage advice for you. And this week's a little bit of a touchy one. A needy mother-in-law, and the wife is knowing what she's just trying to say. What do we do here? You know, I mean, this woman is obviously feels bad that her mother-in-law passed or her father-in-law passed away recently. So her mother-in-law is taking her husband away from her quite a bit to help out around the house. Joe and Cindy, first of all, thanks for coming back on the show.
Well, good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. All right, so Dad, we'll start with you.
Okay.
How do you consider the mom just as she's just lost her husband? I mean, it sounds kind of familiar to what our family went through. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I can personally relate to part of this anyways. That happened to us. My mom, my dad passed away a few years before my mother did. But that's where the comparison ends. My mom was one of the kindest, sweetest people you ever want to meet. And after my dad passed away, I purposed to spend more time with my mother. But I can tell you that Cindy and I, we talked about this together for some time. But we both agreed that it would be a good thing for me to spend some time with mom, at least initially. And looking back, this was a very good thing to do for both my mother and me and our family. But the key thing I think that we want to say here is that we both, me and Cindy, agreed that this would be a good thing to do. But clearly, we put boundaries on that, that we needed to protect. And thankfully, I mean, I had siblings and extended family, and my mom had a lot of very good friends that would spend time with her. And eventually what happened was that my mother developed a new normal for herself and a schedule for herself that included many people and not just me. And so as it relates to this situation that we're talking about here today, it would be important to find out if there are siblings that could pitch in and help mom. And does this mother have an extended family members and friends that could just visit her? I mean, and the son, obviously, and the wife are highly motivated at this point and would be encouraged to reach out to some of these people and ask them if they would be willing to visit and to help mom as needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, would you recommend that perhaps even they just start talking about it? It sounds like they haven't even discussed this as a couple.
I agree. I agree, Brian. And it doesn't make much sense to me that they would not take the time to talk about this thing. Obviously, it's beginning to infect not just their marriage, but also their children as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I would definitely be a little more proactive on this one.
Right.
Now, Cindy, what are some thoughts or tips that you might think would be important to share with the daughter-in-law in this situation?
I think that she needs to put herself into the shoes of her mother-in-law just for a little bit and, you know, kind of maybe just ask yourself, what would it feel like if that were me? And what would I want? What would I need maybe initially? And then what would I need sort of going on into the future? But I really think that, just taking a step back to Joe's mom, I mean, she was not the needy type where she was demanding and saying, come over, I need you to do this all the time. We were happy to help, and she was a wonderful person to have around. But, you know, initially when you lose somebody, that's a huge loss to that woman. So I would just say, you know, maybe the wife needs to recognize that while she feels left out, this mother-in-law is left alone. So what could she even do as a daughter-in-law to sort of help not only be involved in her life, but just help that mother-in-law kind of get past this initial loss and being alone? And then also, she might feel a little bit needy. The mother-in-law might feel needy right now. And I think the daughter-in-law maybe needs to cut her a little bit of slack and give her a little bit of time. And, you know, how could she get involved to serve this mother-in-law? I just think when you serve somebody, you get a whole new vision of how to love that person. And there's exceptions, you know, people who just never stop being needy. But I don't know that this would be the case. And I just think that she maybe needs to take a step out and kind of be alongside her husband in helping.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think one thing we don't know about this scenario right here is we don't know how long this has been going on.
Right.
I mean, if this is just like the first 6 months, and I would say, as mom said, you know, kind of suck it up and just realize this is a tragic time in this lady's life and she just needs some help. I mean, but if this has been going on for like 10, 15 years, I think it's time to really, you know, we need to step back and really begin to set some boundaries here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then how do you initiate that conversation? Because clearly the woman wants to talk with her husband about this, but how do you start that conversation without turning it into an argument?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think she, first of all, she shouldn't be demanding. I think anytime that we're demanding, we sort of right away cut off the communication to what might happen next. So I think she needs to explain her needs, and it might sound something like, you know, saying to her husband, you know, the kids and I have really missed you, and, you know, while we know that your mom has needs right now, and she may have some needs in the coming days, months, and years, we're missing you. So could we sit down and talk about what that might look like? You know, when's the best time to help your mom? And maybe even being able to give the mom a schedule as you set those boundaries and just say, you know, here's the times that I would be able to help you, and here's my availability. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it kind of sounds like the kids are younger. So, you know, they only stay young for a short time. So the mother-in-law, you know, I guess we have to understand, maybe right at this moment, she's really not thinking of other people and how it's going to affect them because it's so deeply affected her. But eventually, I think she needs to understand that this has affected all of them in one way or another, and she needs to be understanding as well. Joe, did you have a...
Yeah, I think this husband at this point needs to understand that his wife and his children need to remain his first priority. And sometimes, as Mom said, I mean, the wife certainly has to be proactive on this one. But sometimes the best ones to communicate many times are the children. I mean, once dad begins to hear a few heartfelt statements like, Daddy, we miss you, accompanied by some sad faces and tears, I mean, I assure you dad will begin to see the bigger picture on this one and will begin to reprioritize his time. Cindy?
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing, and that is, I don't think we just said this, but the son has loss right now, too.
Yes.
So the husband is also dealing with his loss. And so I think she needs to be sensitive to that as well.
Well, and I could be off here, and you guys can correct me if that's the case. But I think it's also important that the wife remember that it's not just her mother-in-law. That's her kid's grandma. And
that's
so,
right.
Like, mm-hmm. Why does it have to be the husband that's the only one going over? Couldn't, like, she and the kids go over and help her out sometimes, too? And that might even lighten some of the load for her husband.
Yeah, I agree. And that's where I think that whole idea of serving comes in, that the children would see both of them serving. The children would be a part of that serving. Sometimes I think this would be a topic for another Marriage Matters too. But, you know, sometimes we just sort of don't make our kids do some of the things that they should be learning, like serving, taking a meal, helping in the yard. You know, they don't need to just stay home and play video games while you go and do that. They need to be a part of it. And when they become a part of it, they see things totally differently. Yeah. And I think Kathleen could probably attest to that with all the nursing homes we visited over that course of 10 years.